Welcome back to The First Day on 93 WIBC. I am Terry Stacey, and I'm glad you're here with me. Every day, more and more Americans are being asked to work from home to prevent the spread of COVID-19, and a lot of tips for working from home have crossed my desk. Joining us now is someone that has worked from home for a long, long time. She's a stand-up comedian, in fact. Her name is Jan McInnes. Jan McInnes.
Got it.
Hello, Jan. How are you?
Good. I'm good. How are you, Terry?
I'm fine. How are things in California? I understand you really are locked down.
Well, I have no idea because I can't get out of my house.
Oh, no.
We can get out of our house. The grocery stores and such right now are still open. You're just not supposed to be, you know, walking around amongst people. But, you know, essential things, groceries and post office, I believe, are still open. I have not ventured out yet today, though.
Well, listen, you are known as the work lady, theworklady.com. Where did that come from?
Well, nobody can pronounce my last name or spell it. Seriously.
Oh, no.
Seriously, nobody can spell my last name. It sounds like the beer Guinness, but it's McInnes. And so I went with the work lady because I do a lot of office humor. I might be the work at home lady soon. The work lady. So I went with that.
You have been such a hit at hundreds of association and company conventions and employee retreats and all kinds of stuff. With everything shut down, it must be a quiet time for you. And so that means there's no money coming in, right?
Well, that's a nice way to put it. There is no money coming in, but it is a lot of time to write and catch up on projects and, you know, get on radio shows like this and talk with lovely people and have some fun.
I'm glad.
Other avenues.
Yeah.
Things are opening up.
You know? Yeah. You have to find another way. As musicians are doing online concerts. The zoo's open, but are closed, but you can go online and watch the animals at the zoo. I mean, everybody's finding another way. And I would love working solely from home, but I'm just not disciplined enough, especially if I've got TV on in the background and I get sidetracked. If QVC is showing me a beautiful handbag that's available on 5 Easy Payments, you know, I'm just not good at it. So I'd like to hear some of your expert tips for working from home.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, well, I do it. You know, I do tour around the country probably 150 days a year, but
wow,
the other couple hundred days I'm home getting the gig. So I have been doing this for about 26 years, and there's a lot of advantages to working at home. A lot of things you got to pay attention to. You know, people, a lot of experts will tell you, hey, you've got to find a separate spot in your house to make your office, all that. That's all good and well, but here's some the things you really want to know. Things like, okay, you're going to be stuck at home now for a month or two.
Yeah.
Make sure you got a comfortable chair. You know, the chair in your office, you've probably been sitting in maybe 30 minutes a month to do bills. Now it's time you've got to find something that's really comfortable because your back is going to kill you.
Good point.
I know we're running to the store and buying stuff. Don't buy the snacks, people, okay? Because you will eat a month worth of snacks in the first day.
Yeah. No, that is so brilliant that you thought of that, because I was thinking, am I gaining weight? It's because we're just eating uncontrollably at home. Such a great point. Okay, really, good one. Keep going. I'm sorry.
No, jump in whenever you want, because we all have some tips to share with being at home. But along those lines, people say, oh, you can work at home in your pajamas or your sweats. Don't do that, okay? Because you're going to end up buying snacks and you're not going to fit in your work clothes. So you don't have to wear full out work gear, but wear pants so that you know, you can feel if you're getting a little larger. Make sure that you you will thank me for this tip, I promise you.
It's a good one. No, you're right. Pajamas, you know, nobody knows what's going on under the pajamas.
Right. And all of a sudden, you don't even fit your pajamas. You know, it's kind of an ironic when you outweigh your hiking clothes.
Yeah.
But I can't get in my hiking clothes.
Yeah. Somebody told me the other day, they said, you know what, I've been home for a week and I think I'm starting to smell. I thought, oh, yeah, maybe. Maybe you should change the clothes up a little bit.
Yeah, maybe we don't need one of those pill minder things. We need like a shower minder box.
Yeah, yeah.
In your shower today.
No, you're right. You're right. This is Jan McInnes, by the way, and she's out in California where they're really locked down right now. I guess we're all really locked down right now, but she's got these great tips for staying at home and working.
Things that you don't think about when, you know, you think, oh, okay, I just have to pop up a laptop and that's it. you might want to jump on beefing up your technology now, especially if you're going to be home for a long time. Get your internet really good, because technology is the one most frustrating thing for us at-home workers. We are our own IT people. And you may have an IT person at your office, but guess what? They're not going to be able to pop over to your house. Get their number on speed dial now, because you don't want to be trying to find it in your computer when your computer's down, you know?
So absolutely.
Get all your ducks in a row lined up right now with the people you might need down the road.
I just got this, Jan. Wait a minute. I just got this in. And this is really the truth. It's right in front of me. And it says Netflix says stop. Netflix says that we're going to break everything. It says that everybody's at home streaming, and everybody, Netflix urged to slow down streaming to stop the internet from breaking. That's really true. What you're just saying, yeah, we need our technology at the best. So anyway.
Not everybody's working. I like to call this workcation, because we're not really working 100% of the time. A little bit of vacation split in there.
That's very good. Very good.
Also, think of the free stuff that you get at work, like coffee, that you're now going to be drinking at home.
Ooh,
think of that.
Point.
You're not going to have a glass on the way out. You got to have a lot more coffee on hand, and just sort of snacks and things, not junk food, but other things that you would be, at work, you're now going to have it at home. Also, put like a fitness app on your phone or something, so that you get a buzz to get up and do something.
That's
walk
good.
Around the house, something. You can sit down in front of your laptop. I'll tell you, I have sat down at 7 a.m., look up, it's noon. It's like, whoa, what happened to 5 hours?
Yeah, you know? And you just sat, right?
Yeah, you just sat. And, you know, you don't have any coworkers popping in. Get some social media stuff on your phone, because the one thing I missed the most when I left my job was coworkers. I mean, they're jerks, some of them. They can be annoying. But you also don't, you know, you like those pop-bys or those morning chats with people, and you're not going to have that. So make sure you find a way to have some interaction with them. We've all we're staying away from everybody right now, so you want to have some way to interact with people a little bit more
really
of a routine
good.
Basis.
It's really good. This is Jan McGinnis. She's a stand-up comedian, but she was worked from home for 25 years when she's not on the road. In this time of uncertainty, do you have a short list of why working at home beats dragging yourself into the office?
Well, let's see. You don't have to wash your hands every 12 seconds.
No
tipping in for Krabby Cathy's birthday lunch. If you don't like her, you don't have to go. All right?
Very good.
Everything in the fridge is yours.
Yes.
You don't have to accidentally eat someone's food, right?
So good. Absolutely.
You make a better lunch choice. You can make a bet. You're not trying to figure out at 6 a.m. what you're going to want to eat at noon, right?
That is a great point. I really like that one, because you know what? You don't have to put that, you know, this is my lunch in the refrigerator, a sticker.
Right, right.
It's really good. Okay, give us another one.
Depending if you have other people working at home, but you may get to the dinner leftovers first. Hey, you had salmon the night before. You get it.
Very good. Very good. Keep going until you don't want to go anymore.
Well, you're saving time. I mean, no commute, no staff meetings, no drop-ins from coworkers. That's extra like 4 hours of your day. Go watch Netflix, all right?
Yeah, really. And we're saving on gas too. I mean, you're saving some money, although gas prices here in Indiana are down to like $1.65, you know, $1.65 a gallon. We're seeing some good gas prices, but yeah, we're even saving on gas.
We are too, but there's down to $3.10.
Oh my gosh. She's in California. We're here in the Midwest. Jan McGinnis is her name. Okay, we just have just a few more seconds here. Give us some words of inspiration before we say goodbye.
Two things. Look for the humor. You don't have to make fun of the coronavirus, but the things around it that we're laughing about, the hoarding and stuff, that's the stuff you can laugh at. Focus on that and stay in the moment. Stay present. Stop your mind from going out into the future and worrying and worrying and worrying. Do meditation, whatever it takes to stay in the moment and deal with what is right in front of you right now.
I think you're terrific. I'm going to have you back, because the virus isn't going to go away for a little while. And so let's check in with you again to brighten our day. We'll do that. Jan McGinnis, if you'd like to know more about her, or maybe even bring her to Indianapolis for an event you might be having, theworklady.com. Theworklady.com. She's terrific. Jan, you stay well, and I'm going to check in with you in a week or so, okay?
Sounds like a plan. Thank you. Everyone take care.
You stay well, too, because I need you.
Me too.
Thank you. That does it for us here on the first day we can get out of this germ-infested studio. Coming up next, Fox News Sunday, followed by The Rob Kendall Show. He'll be discussing the senators involved with insider trading. Have a great day. Stay well. The news is next. 93 WIBC.